verse 18 and verse 19, and it says this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Messiah, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to announce release or pardon, forgiveness to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, downtrodden, bruised, crushed by tragedy, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the favor of God abound greatly." I want to read that last verse again. "To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the favor of God abound greatly." I want to share with you for a few moments this morning after a word of prayer on this thought today: the favor of God, believing for the best. The favor of God, believing for God's very best. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have now, Lord, to bring the word of God before your people. And I ask you this day, Lord, that you will let this word, God, that you have stirred inside my spirit, Lord, let it come forth as only you can allow it to be spoken. And I pray, Lord, that it will speak to our heart and our mind, but I pray, Lord, it will become a part of who we are, because I believe firmly, Lord, that if we walk in your favor and we walk in your blessing and we walk in your glory, God, how our lives will be blessed and how we will see your hand in mighty ways in our life. Now, Father, I pray that this day, Lord, will bring glory and it will bring honor and it will bring worship unto your name. And Lord, that it will bring an abundant outpouring upon your people, and thereby we shall forevermore be changed. And to God be all the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much this morning. The favor of God, believing for the best. Now let me just ask you this: how many want to walk in favor? Got a few hands in the house. How many really want the favor of God upon your life? You want to see the blessings of God, the mercy of God in a great way. Well, let me just say this. First of all, the word favor in the Bible is one word that is so often overlooked. When we go throughout Scripture and we study the Word of God, we see many things that God gives us in the Word and many things He brings out to us. But one word that is so often missed, and I think it's because many times we may not understand it and we may not know what it really means, but that word is favor. But can I set something straight from the very beginning this morning? When it comes to the Lord, in the eyes of God, there are no favorites. Amen? In the eyes of God, there are no favorites. God sees us all the same way. His love is across the board for every man, woman, boy, and girl. But I will say this to you: you can walk and you can live in His favor in your life, but it is a choice that you must make. And can I tell you, the word favor can forevermore change your life. It can forevermore change who you are. Now, when you look at the word favor, there are multiplied meanings of what it is. In the Old Testament, favor was grace, charm, acceptance, goodwill, or desire. In the New Testament, it is from the Greek word charis, if you will. That is where we get the word grace. And grace and favor run together. It is where we get our word for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I want to say something right here. Even the gifts of the Holy Spirit are a sign of the favor of God upon our life. If you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you are operating in the gifts of God in your life, it is a sign of God's abundant favor upon you. Now let's look a little further in the New Testament, if you would. There are other words for the word favor, and it is this: joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, and lovingness. All of these things represent what favor is and what it can be in our life. But can I tell you, favor comes upon those who are watching. It comes upon those who are waiting, who are anticipating what God is about to do, that are praying and seeking the face of the Lord, that are keeping His commandments and are walking in the truth of God. That's who favor comes upon. Those are some of the criteria to receive His favor. God's favor rests upon those who go after Him. Let me say that again. God's favor rests upon those who go after Him and the dreams that He has placed in their heart. When you go after God with everything in you, you will find His favor. When God puts a dream in your spirit and God puts a dream in your heart and you go after it with everything in you, then you can find the favor of God in your life. And I just want to tell you this, we're living in a time of divine possibilities. Amen. We're living in a moment of divine possibilities with the Lord. And all awesome God moments are awaiting us. Awesome God moments are awaiting our life. And let me just stop and tell you, if we are in the time of divine possibilities, we're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. We're not waiting on God to step up and do something. God is waiting on us to step up and step into what He has prepared for us. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want to take advantage of every possibility that I have been given by my Heavenly Father. I want to receive everything He has made available in my life. We are moving into the realm of divine possibility as we understand and as we believe and pray for an outpouring of divine, supernatural, life-changing favor. The more you pray for His favor, the more you desire to walk in the supernatural, the more you desire to believe and understand the Lord, the more favor will be revealed in your life. We must reach into the spiritual realm and speak words of release over ourselves. I want you to hear this. We must reach into the spiritual realm. We must speak words of release over our life. We must speak words of release over our family, over our home, over our church. Can I go back to something the Bible tells us? There's power what? There's power in the words that we speak. What comes out of our mouth? What kind of declarations that we make? And it's time that we speak release over our personal life, over our family, over our home, over our church, over our job, everything about who we are. And as we speak those words of release, we must believe that each person will step into the reality of God's favor. If it's the church, that we will step into the reality of His favor. If it's our family, they will step into the reality of God's favor. If it's we ourselves, we will step into the reality of God's favor. Let me just stop and tell you, I believe this with all of my heart. Those who walk in the favor of God is because they made a choice to walk in the favor of God. And don't get jealous because somebody else is walking into the favor of the Lord, because we have the same opportunities they have. Let me go back to what I said earlier. God does not play favorites. We are all the same in the eyes of God. And here's the reality. We can all have just as much of God, with God, and about God as we want to have in our life. And let me tell you something about favor that I like. Favor is not passive. Favor doesn't just sit by. It's not passive. Favor is a position. And it's also the act of activating all that belongs to us in that position. Listen, the waters are being stirred for us. Whether you realize or not, we're living in the last days. And I know there's battles and trials and difficulties on every hand. I understand that. And I've said it quite often from this pulpit. The devil's releasing every demonic power of hell that he can to fight against the church and to drag every person down that he can. But at the same point in time, while the devil's working overtime, can I tell you that God is pouring His Spirit out more now, I believe, than He has ever poured Spirit out before, therefore we can understand that the waters are being stirred in the Spirit of the Lord, and it's time that we step in now, David, and that we believe now for what God has for us. You got to step in now, not later. You got to believe now, not later. You got to step in and believe that the best has been opened before you. I want you to understand something. I believe this with all of my heart. The best things of God are being opened before us right now. The best things of God are being released to us right now. The best things of God are being poured out from heaven for us right now. The best things that God has in store are being released for and upon us if we receive it. Let's go back to that word favor. Favor is aligning our life with God's blessing and grace that positions us what? Increased influence. It positions us for increased influence. Supernatural turnarounds. Limitations being broken. Dreams being awakened. Missed opportunities being redeemed. And wide open new doors of divine possibility. Wide open new doors of divine possibility. I believe this with all of my heart. God is not withholding anything back from us now. I believe that with everything in me. God is not withholding anything back from us now. But we must press in. We have to proclaim that this is the year of God's favor. Every year we've talked about what God, we believe God to do in this year, what God believes to do in this year, what God's going to do next year. Well, we have to proclaim and we have to believe that this is the year of God's favor for the church, for us individually, for our families, and for our homes. We have to believe that this is God's year to act in our life. Amen. We have to believe that this is the time for God to act for us. We must proclaim that the Lord's favor has come. I want you to say it with me right now. The Lord's favor. Come on, say it. The Lord's favor has come. Say it again. The Lord's favor has come. Amen. But if we're going to receive favor, if we're going to walk in His favor, if we're going to live in the favor of God, we must have faith for His favor. We must have faith to believe it for and in our life. What do you mean? We must believe it. We must pray for it. We must seek it. We must grab it with all that we have. We must keep it, and then we must release it. Because when you begin to do this in faith and you begin to believe the Lord, can I tell you, favor is yours. Favor is now. And I want you to know something else. Favor is very real. I said favor is very real. And favor is yours. And favor is available right here, right now, in this moment. In Isaiah 60, verse 60. Excuse me, chapter 60, verse 1. It says, "Arise, my people. Let your light shine for all the nations to see. For the glory of the Lord is streaming from you." I want you to hear that again. Let your light shine for the nations to see. For the glory of the Lord is streaming from you. What is he saying? The favor of God is beaming from your life. God wants you to know this. You are heavy with favor. I want to talk to some people in this room, and I want to talk to some people online here today. You are heavy with favor. Favor. God has put something on you that you cannot accomplish on your own. Something that will make you stand out in the crowd. Something that will make you very different. Something that makes you very neat, unique. Notice what Psalm 5 and verse 12 said. "For you, O Lord, bless the righteous man, the one who is in right standing with you. You surround him with favor as with a shield." He said, Lord, you bless the righteous man. And in other words, God, you show forth your favor on him and you let it be seen in his life. You let it radiate from his being. God is causing things to fall into place. God is causing things to come into alignment in your life. Isaiah said, rise and shine, for the glory of God is upon you. Rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon your life. Now, I want to say this, I want somebody to hear me. Some of you have been walking in the favor of God, and maybe you don't even realize it. Some of you, the favor of God has been working in you, and maybe you don't even realize it. But God sent me by to remind you, you are heavy with the favor of God. And he's saying to us, it's time for you to rise up in the glory of the Lord and let it be known that the Spirit of God is working in you. Listen, glory implies God's favor is heavy upon you. And notice what Isaiah said again, rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. What he was saying was this, God's favor is upon you. And when we understand that, it changes the dynamic of everything. Listen, you didn't get just a little favor. You are not just a lightweight, but you are heavy with the favor of God in your life. And when you realize this is taking place, it changes the whole meaning. You will be bold in the presence of God. You will hold your head up high and you will pray with boldness. When you begin to understand this and you begin to understand that the favor of God is upon you, you'll start praying like you've never prayed before. You won't walk around cowed down to the enemy, but you'll stand up boldly and firmly in the face of the enemy and declare the Lord, the glory of God is upon your life and you belong to him. Amen. Listen, you need to expect doors to open for you that may not open for other people. When you understand that you are walking in the favor of God, you need to expect doors to open in your life that may not open up for others. And I've heard Joe say it over and over, favor ain't fair, but it's free. Amen? Favor ain't fair, but it's free. But you can walk in it in the presence of the Lord. And when you know the favor of God's on your life, you expect doors to open to you, even though they may not open in others. Doors like to pay off your house. Doors like breaking that addiction that is upon your life. You will rise and God will cause you to shine. You will rise up and God will cause you. You won't shine in yourself, but God will cause you to shine. Now let me talk to somebody. Maybe you are heavy with worry or discouragement this morning. Maybe instead of feeling the favor of God, the glory of God, you're heavy with worry and discouragement. But I want to say this to you. You need to get ready, for this is your due season. I'm talking to somebody in this house. You need to get ready because this is your due season. And instead of being heavy with burden, you will be heavy with divine breakthroughs from God. Amen? You don't have to walk in worry. You don't have to walk in fear. I'm preaching to me and I'm preaching to you and everybody in this room. You don't have to walk in worry and you don't have to walk in fear. You can walk in the heaviness of the favor of God and walk in divine breakthroughs in your life. What does that mean? You got to shake off discouragement. What does that mean? You got to shake off the heaviness of worry on your life. You did not get average favor. Notice what it said. You are heavy with favor. Amen? And when we understand that we're walking in the heaviness of God's favor in our life, we don't have to worry. We don't have to be discouraged. We expect God's goodness in every way in our life. And I want to say this to you. You need to expect God's goodness in new areas of your life every single day. I heard a preacher preaching the other day, and it ministered to my heart. He was talking about how that every day, he said, I'm expecting God to do this and this and this. He started naming off all these different things. He said, every day I expect from the Lord. How often do we do that? How often do we not do that? Every day we ought to live with such expectancy in our life to see God working, see God moving, seeing God do good things in new ways and in new areas in our life. And when we walk in that kind of expectancy, then God begins to unlock things in our life and we start seeing things that we've never seen before. Let me take you back to the Word of God for a moment. In Joshua chapter 10, Joshua and his men were fighting a battle, and it was getting late. The sun was going down, and the battle was still hot, and the battle was still heated. And they were running out of daylight. It seemed like they were running out of time. But Joshua knew that he had heavy favor. He knew that God's hand was upon his life. And if you've ever read it, you understand the story. He prayed to the Lord, and he asked that the sun would stand still and the moon would stay. And the Bible said that the sun and the moon stood still in their place until the battle was won. Everything stopped in its place until the battle was won. Now, there's one thing about that story that blesses my heart. Because of one man's prayer, the whole universe stopped in its place. Don't tell me God doesn't care about what you pray about. Don't tell me God doesn't care about what you ask Him for. Don't tell me that God doesn't want to meet you where you are. Because if God will stop the whole universe because of one man's prayer, what will God do for you when you earnestly pray and believe Him? Amen. But I shared that with you to tell you this. If God would do it for Joshua, but Joshua understood the favor of God was upon his life, and he could ask what he would. Somebody needs to understand, maybe a medical report has come forth to you and it doesn't look very well. You got to tell yourself that I know my God has the final say. Doesn't matter what the medical report may say, I know who is ultimately in control of my life. And you need to tell yourself that freedom is coming my way. Abundance is coming my way. Deliverance is coming my way. I am an overcomer in Christ. Let me ask you this question this morning. How much further would you go if you really believed you were heavy with favor? Think about that for a moment. How much further would you go with God if you really believed you were heavy with faith? Would you dare ask God to do something out of the ordinary? Would you dare ask God to do something you never asked God before? Would you dare ask God for something that seems so way out that nobody could believe it, and maybe you didn't believe it, but would you dare ask God to do out of the ordinary? Somebody needs to hear this morning. God's about to cause you to stand out. God is about to take you into places that you've never been before. He's about to show you something that you've never seen before in your life. God is about to reveal Himself to you in a way that you've never seen God before in your life. But can I tell you, when you are bold enough to believe, you will see God show out in your life. When you are bold enough to believe the Lord, He will show out in you, Ed, and He will let you see Him like you have never seen Him before, if you believe it. But you know what it says to us? We have to get rid of the defeated mentality. We have to get rid of the mentality that says we're defeated and we're down and out all the time. And there's so many people that they walk in this every day, all the time, in a defeated mindset, in a down-pressed mindset. You got to get out of that defeated mindset. And you got to declare who you are in Christ Jesus. Why? This is your year to rise higher. This is your year to accomplish your dreams in the Lord. This is your year to accomplish what God has put in your heart. What do you mean? You got to dare to take some steps of faith. You have to dare to take steps of faith. Thoughts will try to talk you out of it, but you got to talk to yourself the right way. Thoughts will try to talk you out of following God. Thoughts will try to talk you out of doing what God's put in your spirit. Thoughts will try to talk you out of fulfilling God's will, but you got to change your mindset, and you got to begin to talk to yourself and say, God is shining down on me, and I am heavy with God's favor, and there's nothing me and God cannot do. Why? Because I believe Him with all my heart. I believe him with everything that is within me. Can I just tell you, it's time to believe big. It's time to expect big. It's time to get beyond the place of just shallow beliefism. It's time to get beyond the place of just shallowly expecting God to do something. We got to believe big. We got to expect big. We got to believe for things we've never believed before. Amen? Amen? We got to believe for things we've never been able to believe for before. Expect things to happen for you that may not happen for others. I said that earlier. Expect things to happen for you that may not happen for others. You know, let me tell you why it won't happen for others, because they may not believe like you believe. They may not trust like you trust. They may not lean on God like you lean on God. So expect things to happen in your life. Let me give you an example here. A couple had a 3-year-old daughter who lost her fingers in an accident, or fingertips in an accident. Surgeon said, "I can't save them. She'll never have fingernails." The father was respectful but knew he was heavy with favor. "Doctor, I believe God can restore my little girl's fingers and restore them back to normal." The doctor said, "Believe what you want, but the bone is gone. It's not going to happen." 6 weeks later, the doctor removed the bandages and said, and this was word, "Oh my God, look, the fingernails have grown back and the fingers are normal." You want me to tell you why that happened? Because that daddy expected something that may not happen for anybody else, but he believed, he knew the favor of God was upon his life, and he knew he could ask anything in the name of Jesus and it would happen. Listen, you will see things happen that look impossible when you believe it. When you believe it, it may look like all the odds are against you. The experts may say, no, it's not ever going to happen. But they have not taken into the account the favor of God is upon your life. When you got favor upon you, it doesn't matter what anything else is showing, what anything else is saying, what anything else is revealing. The favor of God changes everything. Amen. And I want to remind you one more time, you are heavy with favor. I'm talking to some people in this room today. You are heavy with favor. Somebody hear this preacher this morning. God's about to turn some things around in your life. You will know that it's only the goodness of God when it happens. God's about to transform some things, but you're going to know it was only God. So therefore, let me say again, dream big. Believe big. Expect big. Why? God wants to do something out of the ordinary in you. I read about a doctor whose name was Todd Price, who did medical missions. He had a dream to take shoes to children in Africa. They had parasites on their feet because of a lack of shoes. How could he make such a difference as one person? He asked suppliers to help him out. A shoe company heard what he was doing and they asked what he needed. Listen to this. He said, "I need 3,000 shoes." He wanted to make a difference. He wanted to help these children. He said, "I need 3,000 shoes." And here's the response that he got. They said, "We have more than 1 million pair. And we're going to give you those 1 million pair that you can go make a difference in the life of those children in Africa." Listen, God will supersize what you are dreaming about. God will supersize what you are dreaming for. God will take what you're looking for and he will multiply it many ways to meet the need that you have. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, "Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you." He will do much more than anything that you believe. And I like what it said. He will outdo them all. What Paul was saying to us was this. Get your hopes up. Believe for the extraordinary. Stop believing for just little things. Stop for believing for just once in a while. But believe God for the extraordinary in your life. A couple had a daughter who had a heart issues. And because of all the things that had to be done, they were left with a bill of $400,000. Did not know how they were going to meet the bill. Did not know how they were going to pay the debt, but they knew that they had heavy favor upon their life. And one day the hospital called and said, we've decided to forgive your debt, but not only are we going to forgive your debt, we're going to send you back every payment you've already made. Don't tell me that God will not do what you ask and what you believe for. We have to understand that favor is real, favor is now, and favor is for you. Can I say that one more time? Favor is real, favor is now, and favor is for you. And the same God that did this for these will do it for you. Let's go back to the Word of God for a moment. In 2 Kings chapter 6, there's a question being presented. Who's the spy? There's a prophet in Israel named Elisha, who's been telling all of our plans. They were disturbed and they were upset because of what was being revealed to the prophet of God. And he's revealing their plans. They sent many troops out to capture Elisha. But Elisha knew how to pray bold prayers. Why? Because heavy anointing was upon his life. Now I'm keeping this brief because I want you to get this. God, blind them so they do not recognize me. He begins to pray, God, do not let them recognize who I am. I shared that to tell you this. God can make you invisible to your enemies. Some of you are fighting battles you don't understand. The devil's coming in everywhere you turn and you don't know what you're going to do next. And it seemed like you're being revealed to him in every way. But God sent me by to tell you that God can blind the eyes of the enemy and he not be able to see where you are. So let me just tell you, stop going around intimidated by the devil. Stop going around intimidated by the powers of hell and start standing in the authority of God. Why? Because the enemy's best is nothing in comparison to the one who is in your life. The enemy's very best is never good enough to what God has for you. God wants you to understand that his favor is so real and so powerful upon your life. It is such power inside of you. In Luke chapter 1, the Bible tells us of Mary. You remember the story? A little ordinary girl that God put his hand upon. No wealth. She's not famous. She's not known by anybody. But one day, the angel of the Lord appeared unto her and called her highly favored. Listen to me. He called her highly favored. But let me speak to us for a moment. It's so easy to talk ourselves out of what God says about us. God can say you're highly favored, but we tell ourselves we're not. God can say you're blessed, but we tell ourselves we're not. God can say great things about us, but we tell ourselves we're not. Sometimes God will put things in your heart that seems very unlikely. But you have to understand, if God said it, he will bring it to pass. That's why the angel had to remind Mary that she was heavy with the favor of the Lord. In Luke chapter 1, verse 42 and 43, with a loud voice, she prophesied with power. Mary, you are a woman given the highest favor and privilege above all other. For your child is destined to bring God's great delight. How did I deserve such a remarkable honor to be the mother of my Lord, come and visit me. Listen, in Luke chapter 1, verse 45, great favor rest upon you, for you have believed every word spoken to you from the Lord. What the angel spoke to Mary was this: great favor has come upon you because you have believed what the Lord spoke to you. Everything in us will change when we start believing what the Lord speaks to us. When we start believing what the Lord has spoken and is speaking into our life. Listen, believing is the key. Believing is the key. When we start believing what God has spoken to us, but notice again, great favor rests upon you, for you have believed every word spoken to you from God. If she had not believed, she would have not seen the hand of the Lord. If she had not believed, she would not have seen the mighty miracle that took place in her life. And I got to tell somebody in this room, you are about to rise to a new level. Why? Because God is speaking into you and helping you understand that His favor is upon your life. And if you will believe the favor of God that He has placed upon you, you are about to rise to a new level, to a new place in your experience with Him. Listen, you can let circumstances talk you out of it, or you can do like Mary did. But I encourage you this morning, dare to believe God. I encourage you this morning, pray like you've never prayed. Pray bold prayers. Ask God for things out of the ordinary. Ask for God for extraordinary things. Pray with boldness like you've never prayed in your life. Expect God to do the extraordinary. So let me say it again. Dare to believe. Pray bold prayers and expect God to do extraordinary things in your life. Expect God to move in extraordinary ways in your life. I want to close with this morning, and I want you to listen to it. I want us to look at the fruits of favor for just a moment. Listen to this. Favor produces supernatural increase and promotion in your life. It produces supernatural increase and promotion in your life. Favor produces restoration of everything the devil has stolen from you. Favor produces honor in the midst of your adversaries. It'll make people that don't like you honor you. It'll make people that don't understand you honor you. Favor produces increased assets. Favor produces great increase in the midst of great impossibilities. Favor produces recognition even when you seem the least likely to receive recognition. Isn't it wonderful? Favor produces prominence and preferential treatment. Favor produces petitions granted even by ungodly authorities. It can make people give you positions that they don't want to give you. They may be ungodly and they may not believe like you believe. They may not see it like you see it. But something causes them to give you the job or the position that you've been believing for. You want to know why? Because God is moving on your behalf. Favor causes rules, regulations, laws, and policies to be changed and reversed to your advantage. And don't you listen to this last one. As I say it, don't you stand to your feet. Favor produces battles won, which you would not fight. Why? Because God fought them for you. Favor produces battles won that you never fought because God was fighting for you. How many times have battles been won for us and we didn't even know there was a battle to fight because we never had to fight it because God stepped in and He fought on our behalf? He stood in the gap for us. He made up the place for us, and He fought those battles. I want you to understand the favor of God is a very unique thing. And it is very real and it is very powerful. But in my closing statement, let me say this to you. Who is favor for? I've shared all of this with you today. I've revealed all of this to you today. But who is favor for? Psalm 5 and 12 says it one more time. For you, O Lord, bless the righteous man, the one who is in right standing with you. You surround him with favor as with a shield. So who is favor for? The righteous man, the one who is in right standing with you. Favor doesn't come cheap. There's a price to be paid to walk in favor. But when a man, woman, boy, or girl walks in righteousness and walks uprightly before the Lord and is living their very best they know how for God, then they are in a place for favor to become a reality in their life. I want to share this with you this morning, and I'm just going to open up the floor to you because I've shared this word with you. Favor is real, favor is now, and favor is for you. And if you are ready for, listen, if you are ready for supernatural increase, I want you to hear this well. God gave it to me right before I walked out of my office. If you are ready for restoration of what has been lost, if you are ready for a turnaround of impossibilities, if you are ready for the battles of your life to be won, if you are ready for the favor of God upon your life, I want you to step out of your seat and move toward the front of this building. If you are ready for the favor of God upon your life, step out of your seat, move toward the front of this building. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Some of you need supernatural increase. Some of you need the restoration of what something that's been lost. Some of you need a turnaround of impossible situations in your life. Some of you need a battle to be won in this moment. But if you are ready for the favor of God upon your life, step out of your seat, come down here right now. Holy Ghost, have your way in this room right now. Lord, saturate us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet with the power of your Holy Spirit. Let the igniting of the presence of God fill us in this room. Let the favor of God rest upon us. Let the favor of God be manifested in us. Let the favor of God become a reality in every single one of us. Now, Father, every person that has made a move toward you, I'm asking you to open up the windows of heaven right now and to pour your Spirit and your glory, your power out upon us in this moment. I pray that right now the joy of the Lord will fill every heart. The grace of God will fill every life. Your mercy will be real in every individual in this room. I pray, Father, right now that you will fill us with your favor. God, that you will fill us with your presence. God, that you will ignite us in this room. Everyone that needs healing, I pray that you will heal. Everyone that needs deliverance, I pray you will deliver. Everyone that needs a miracle, I pray that you will work a miracle. Every family that's broken, I pray you will mend. Every marriage that's in trouble, I pray you will mend. Every situation and every circumstance, God, that needs a miracle, I pray right now, Lord, you will perform a miracle in every life, in every heart, in every person, in every way in this room. For we are standing in a moment of favor. Favor is real, favor is now, and favor is ours. In the name of Jesus. Now I just ask you to open up your heart and begin to pour your heart and soul out to the Lord right now. And right where you are in this room, may God pour his glory out upon you. May God pour his Spirit out upon you. May God pour his anointing out upon you. May God pour his favor out upon you right now. Come on, open up your heart, open up your spirit, open up your mind, open up your... Let your focus be upon him right now. I got to say this to you, and they're going to sing. How many times have I come before the Lord to pray, and everything that could come across my mind would come across my mind to stop me from praying? Everything that could cross my mind would cross my mind to keep me from believing. Everything that I could think of would cross me to keep me from getting where I need to be. Let me say this. Focus on him right now. Focus on him right now. Let your focus be on him. Let your heart be set upon him. Let your mind be set upon him. Let your desire be set upon him right now. Receive the favor of the Lord. Sing it.